One other sort of question that came up in here and that popped into my head, it's not in my bullet points, I wanted to ask you before I forgot, was what about reports from pilots? Do you get many reports from pilots? I know there's a lot of peer pressure on pilots not to report UFO sightings, but
Yeah.
I would presume that they probably get a lot of sightings. And
Oh, yes.
since you are the UFO reporting center, I hope that you get some good pilot reports, but you'd be able to tell me better than anybody.
Yeah, we do. We get a lot of pilot reports. Some come to mind immediately. Probably the first dramatic pilot report I received was on November 17th, 1995, Friday night, I believe it was. We got a call from Boston Center, FAA Air Route Traffic Control Center in Nashua, New Hampshire, apprising the National UFO Reporting Center that their center had received approximately three dozen reports from three dozen aircraft crews, commercial airliners, of an object that had streaked down the coast of Maine, across Massachusetts, across Connecticut, across Rhode Island, down across New Jersey, I happen to know, and it stopped outside an Air Force base in North Carolina. It was a dramatic night, and in fact, people can see and actually, well, I guess see the text of the official FAA recording, the voice recording, the radio communications between two of the airliners. I remember them. They were Speedbird 226 and Lufthansa 405 Heavy. They were talking to the FAA about what they thought had just gone by their aircraft, and you can hear the German pilot of the Lufthansa 747 say in the final analysis, "It looked like an UFO," he said. Well, we took many reports from New England that night and from the East Coast of the United States, and the first object that went down the coast, it was 22:20 hours, 10:20 p.m., when the first one streaked down the coast of New England. A similar-looking object followed it by about 20 minutes later, but the second one was at very low altitude. It was seen traveling just above the heights of the trees in at least near York, Maine. That's one place where it was seen. And the first object was seen to rendezvous with a group of objects that had been up over a mountaintop in Orange, Vermont. It was a very dramatic night. Another case comes to mind, I think it was September of 2000. Two airliners just north of Dallas-Fort Worth were at cruise altitude, both of them headed for the East Coast, one to Atlanta, one to Florida, Orlando, I think. And they had approached their aircraft three huge, intensely bright lights that executed about a 120-degree turn in under 5 seconds and streaked out ahead of their aircraft. That was a dramatic case. Another one comes to mind, June 22nd, year 2000. This was very close to you. It was down over Rhode Island, 12 nautical miles southwest of Providence, Rhode Island. A small single-engine turboprop aircraft with passengers flying from Nantucket up to Manchester, New Hampshire, had an object streak by it, pass within 50 feet of the starboard wing of that aircraft, and it was seen on radar. And you can hear in the audio between the pilot and the FAA the conversation about what the pilot had just seen. And the object executed in almost instantaneous turn and proceeded to track the airliner. It was a very exciting case.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. Now, I know that there's a lot of fear, or at least, well, this sort of segues to the question, I guess. Well, back in the day, there was a lot of fear. There was a chill put over a lot of pilots as far as reporting UFO sightings, but it sounds like maybe that chill is starting to thaw a little bit, especially if you're getting a little bit of help from the FAA. So would that be your assessment that perhaps the chill that was put over many pilots as far as reporting UFO cases may be starting to thaw some?
That is my impression, but it's very difficult to know anything truly absolutely.
Yeah.
I think people are beginning to awaken as to what government can do when it is unfettered by citizen oversight.
Mm-hmm.
People are beginning to realize that there is merit to the UFO phenomenon and that the U.S. government has been lying to the American people and everybody else for approaching six decades. They must know the truth. After all, I've collected about 43,000 cases.
Wow.
With one telephone, one tape recorder, and one computer sitting on my desk. Can you imagine what the U.S. government must be collecting with all their intelligence agencies, with hundreds of billions, perhaps by now trillions of dollars worth of satellites orbiting overhead that can detect when somebody in Siberia strikes a kitchen match? Of course they're picking up these. To say nothing of what the distant early warning line or the BMUS line, ballistic missile early warning system line, is picking up, and the so-called fence across the southern tier of the United States must be picking up with its passive radar. Of course they're picking up these events. And what worries me even more than the UFO phenomenon, Tim,
mm-hmm.
is the U.S. government, which is lying to the American people about the UFO phenomenon.
Yeah.
The greatest question, my greatest fear, is the fact that somehow, some way, the UFO phenomenon has succeeded in influencing events on the planet Earth. How they might do that, I could only guess at. But I actually once met with people who occupied positions of considerable responsibility in the U.S. government, and they asked me, halfway through a four-hour meeting, they asked me whether I had ever run across information that would suggest to me or another reasonable person that there could be people in the U.S. government who were in the know with regard to the UFO phenomenon and who were acting in an extra-constitutional fashion, that is, illegally,
yeah.
with respect to the UFO phenomenon. That is the possibility that concerns me most of all.
To move on to a very key case that I've heard you speak about, we talked about it earlier when I talked to you before we set up the interview, and that's the Todd Sees case, August 4th, 2002.
Yes.
A UFO sighting, a man goes missing, a documented case of a death possibly due to a UFO sighting. Tell us what you know about this case, because it sounds fascinating.
Yes, it is. I was fascinated by it. And you are correct in saying possibly UFO-related. I will share with our listeners the chain of events that led me to my interest in that case. I received a case, apparently, I didn't really make mental note of it, I received a written report from an anonymous source that asserted that the source, the individual who submitted